Let's start with the Center for Climate Integrity reports. What is that report specifically suggesting needs to be done with seawalls, particularly here in Delaware?
It's a national report, and they are advocating that coastal states around the country build seawalls to around about 50,000 miles of seawalls at a cost of some extraordinary number like $400 billion. And in Delaware, that breaks down to 941 miles of seawall at an estimated cost of $9.4 billion. And that, they say, would defend the coast of Delaware from anticipated sea level rise by the year 2040.
Is there a reason why this group focused on seawalls as a primary defense against sea level rise?
Well, they say that it's a standardized measure that can be applied throughout all of the coastal states that would protect coastal infrastructure such as roads and all kinds of other structures. And their intention, I think, is to prompt a public discussion on the costs that would be necessary to stop large areas of the U.S. coast from being inundated by sea level rise in years to come.
And you found that the center's report got some fairly strong pushback locally, and I guess that could be for a number of reasons. One that jumps to mind is that we don't often hear about building seawalls here in Delaware as a sea level rise strategy. Are seawalls seen as much of an option here, and if not, why?
Well, no, I think they are not. And the response that I got from DENREC and from the Delaware Geological Survey was, I suppose you could characterize it as a kind of a head-scratching response. The folks that I talked to in official positions on this, they didn't entirely dismiss the idea of seawalls. They said that in some cases, according to local conditions, they may be appropriate, but they certainly have not been an option that's been considered by Delaware on anything like the scale that this report recommends. They talk about the huge expense of doing this, which of course is the price tag attached to the this report was something more than twice Delaware's current overall budget. One other objection that Delaware officials have to the idea of seawalls is that they divert water. They don't absorb water, and they don't attempt to use natural processes to deal with rising waters and bigger storms.
How about some of the local communities that would be affected and could be possible places where seawalls might be useful? How do they feel about using seawalls as an option as opposed to maybe some of the other mitigation factors that have been talked about?
Well, I had a conversation with Ted Becker, the mayor of Lewis. Lewis, of course, is one of the most exposed Delaware cities to sea level rise. And he said, like the statewide officials, is that seawalls are not anything that the town, that the city has done. They don't have any plans to do so. What they're more interested in is dealing with sea level rise by measures including curbing coastal development. There's one particular area in Lewis that was slated for development but has now been designated by the city as just open space. They're also talking about measures like raising freeboard. Freeboard is the height of the bottom of a structure, from the bottom of the structure to the actual grade level. So clearly that recognizes the need for elevation, which is one of the cardinal principles of dealing with sea level rise. And they're also talking about curbing impervious surface, which is really another way of saying that they want to reduce the amount of pavement so that when storms come and when flooding arises from the sea, then the waters have a chance to soak naturally in the ground rather than becoming stormwater runoff and creating flooding in various places.
In addition to some of those other options you mentioned in the city of Lewis, are there some other things that are being done locally or considered locally that would be kind of favored options over seawalls to combat sea level rise as the state kind of looks forward at that?
Well, one of the options is something called living shorelines, and living shorelines are a way of helping, helping coastal marshes build up using tidal flows to accumulate all of the silt that naturally gets washed in and is caught there, and that's the way that marshes build themselves up. And what some of the naturalists, folks in Denrek, will tell you is that's a favored way of allowing the coastal marshes to build up and they will gradually move inland in response to rising seas. Another virtue of that approach, they say, is because it allows for the protection of existing habitats for plants and animals. Clearly, there's a very large cost difference between taking a more nature-based approach and building huge amounts of seawalls. And then I think that there's an aesthetic angle on this as well. I mean, a lot of people enjoy living down by the shore, and they don't like the idea of looking out at miles of ugly concrete seawalls. And so I think that if that was ever a serious proposition in Delaware, I think there'd be a lot of pushback on that.
So at this juncture, are state officials pretty confident about their approach to sea level rise, at least for the time being, as opposed to pivoting to seawalls?
It's hard to say how confident officials are, I mean, given the uncertainties of sea level rise. But what you will hear is that they've taken an all of the above approach. Let's say all of the above, with the exception of seawalls, and they've built in a lot of sea level rise planning into the planning process, both at state and local levels. And then the other thing to think about is that looking at the forecasts for sea level rise, the seawall report was based on projections out to 2040. Now, at around about the same time, just a little bit later, 2050, the official Delaware forecast is for a rise of 1.3 feet and rising up to as much as 5 feet by the end of the century.
And a lot of those projections that they used to build this report also had an impact on how they came to the cost that they built into this report. And I want to dig into that a little bit more. Can you explain a bit how the Center for Climate Integrity came up with these estimates on how much it would cost for these seawall needs to be built?
Yes, there are two answers to that. One is on the emission scenarios, and these are levels of carbon emissions that are used by the UN's International Panel on Climate Change. Actually, there are four of these scenarios, and the seawall report is based on the two lower ones. And so they're saying that if we assume that carbon emissions are going to be in line with the IPCC's projections, then we can expect a certain degree of sea level rise by 2040, and therefore that's what would require the construction of seawalls, they say. The other part of the answer there is that the cost estimates is that they're based on national standards from the construction industry and from local contractors, and then all of which kind of gets fed in, and they calculate per foot costs on the basis of all that information.
And the group also suggests a way that the cost could be mitigated to local governments and communities. What are they suggesting to do to maybe make this more economically feasible for governments and localities?
Well, their prescription on that is quite simple. Is that they say that the fossil fuel industry should have to pay, and their argument is that the industry has been growing very rich on producing fossil fuels, for many decades now, in the full knowledge that using their products are environmentally damaging and contribute to greenhouse gas emissions, and therefore they say it would be the responsibility of the fossil fuel industry.
Does this report and the reaction to it demonstrate the issue of climate change and sea level rises is maybe more than just the tension between climate change skeptics and those who say action needs to be taken and taken quickly, that there are some real differences among those who want to tackle this problem over how best to do so?
Well, that's right. I mean, while estimates of sea level rise vary, there's no disagreement that climate change and sea level rise is happening, and it's really just a matter of how to respond to that. Now, as we've said, Delaware officials seem very comfortable that they are taking their above approach, and they argue that they're quite serious about this, and that this is a major threat to the state that is being taken very seriously.